ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। You are all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class at Shri Krishna Ballam Temple ISKCON Vrindavan. We are reading from the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In 8th canto, there is a description of Manvantra, the rules of the Manus. And the rules of the Manu establish Sadharma, the specific Dharma. So, in this canto we have basically three sections. The first section is when somebody is in trouble, problem, then he must pray to the Supreme Lord. And we have Gajendra Moksha, the deliverance of the elephant. The next section is when you have all the facilities given by the Supreme Lord, then become magnanimous and distribute everything. And this, in this section, in almost more than 8 chapters, there is churning of the milk ocean. All the facilities were given by Supreme Lord, and then whatever 14 special things came, they were distributed. Now the third section is, if you promise to somebody, then you must stand by it, whatever comes in the way. So in this section there is Bali Maharaj's pastime of Vamandev. So we are in a section where the reason for Vamandev's appearance. So Bali Maharaj was defeated, or Bali Maharaj was defeated by demigods after they got the nectar from the churning ocean. He almost dead, but his spiritual master in Bhrigu Vamsa, they had a special mantra by which they revive his life back, and they arrange a special sacrifice which is called Vishwajiti Yajna, and after that he got a special chariot from the Yajna, bow, arrow, and his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj gave him a nice garland which can never be withered, and then he went to conquer the heavenly planet. And there is a beautiful description of the heavens. But when the Indra and other demigods saw the army of Bali Maharaj, they asked their spiritual master Sukracharya what to do. He said, at this time Bali Maharaj is protected by Brahmins. You cannot defeat him, so better you disguise yourself and disappear rather than fight. So demigods, they left the heavenly planets. And Bali Maharaj became the Indra. He was just occupying the seat of Indra. Then the Brahman says, now you are sitting on the seat of Indra illegally. Now we will arrange 100 sacrifices, Ashwamedh Yajna. Then you are qualified to be Indra. Because Indra is called Sat Kritu. Sat means 100, Kritu means Yajna. So they were performing Yajna at a place which is now called Baruch, at the bank of Narmada in Gujarat. The yajnas were started. So it is 100 yajnas. It is in process. Now on the other side, Kashyapa and his wife Aditi. Also he has a wife, Diti. So Aditi was at home and Kashyapa was out somewhere preaching or meditation or whatever. When he came home, he saw Aditi little morose. Then he asked the reasons for a householder, why they have become morose or disturbed. And very nice reasons he asked. Are you worshipping in home? Have you taken care of the guest properly? So wonderful question which are for Grastha. And ultimately says, are your children okay? That's also for Grastha is a most important concern. Then she said, everything else I have done perfectly, but my sons, they are now bereft of their kingdom. I want you please advise me what can we do. But Kashyap was actually preaching. What is heaven and what is not heaven for the living entity? They have to leave one day. But then he saw, you know, mother has a more soft heart for the children. So ultimately he said, anyway, you want that, then my father, Brahmaji, when he asked me to create, he gave me a special mantra and a special varta, which means a vow to follow. That is called payo varta. Payo means milk. It's 12 days only. And you do it perfectly, and Lord will please with you, and you will get your desire fulfilled. So Aditi very vigilantly performed the payovarta. As a result, Lord appears before her. Now when she saw the Lord, she was in ecstasy. She fell down at the feet of Lord, offered obeisances, but she was trembling and she could not speak. But then she composed herself, and only she has 3 verses of prayer to the Lord. So we are today discussing the second verse out of the 3 of the prayers of Mother Aditi, the mother of the demigods, to Supreme Lord. So this is the prayer by Mother Aditi to the Supreme Lord when he is in front of the Mother Aditi in his four-handed form. So now let us read this verse. This is the prayer by Mother Aditi.
Vishwaya Vishwa Bhavan Istitihi Sanyamaya.
Vishwaya Vishwa Bhavan
Istitihi Sanyamaya. Swayam Griheta Purashakti Gunaya Bhumane. Svaisthaya Sashvat Upabrahinta Purna Bodha. Vyapadiyatma Tamase Haraya Namaste.
So in this verse, Haraya Namaste, I am offering my obeisance to Lord Hari. So this is a prathna. Prathna means prayer, offering obeisances, namaste. Namaste actually means name asti. Nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to you. This is actually the meaning of nama asti. Na means not, me means mine, asti means this. Nothing is mine, everything is yours, I am yours. So this namaste is actually very, very deep word. We say namaste everybody, but we don't know what it means actually. So namaste means everything belongs to you, I am yours. So na me asti, nothing belongs to me. Hari, everything belongs to Hari. Otherwise you are Hari, you will take away everything. It's better to say it very, everything belongs to you. You are Hari, you are Hari. You can take away everything in any way. So it is better to say namaste to the Hari. It means nothing belongs to us, everything belongs to you. And this prayer is very similar to the first Mangalacharan of the Bhagavatam. Janamadi arsayata itartad. The first verse is exact, more or less in the same mood. So here the word Vishwa, Vishwaya, Vishwa, Vishwaya means you are the universal form, Virat Roop. Of what? Vishwa, of this universe. You are the universal form of this universe. In other words, this universe is nothing but your form. And then who created the universe? Bhavana, you create the universe. Who maintained the universe? Istiti, you maintain the universe. Then ultimately how the universe is wind up? He says, samyaya, sanyamaya, you again draw it back. So this is janamadhyasya, means you are the creator, maintainer, and in the end, annihilation or closing. So this is the first line. The second line is, people say that the world is created by Prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanai, all actions are done by Prakriti. He say, yes. Sviram grahita pura shakti gunaya bhumane. Bhumane means most powerful, supreme. Bhumane. You are the greatest. Sviram, it is your own. What is your own? You have accepted complete maya of three gunas. This is like maya dikshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This material nature is creating under my direction or under my vigilance. So, of course, the material world is created by the material energy, but energy is working under me. It is Swet, it is mine energy. I am great. So you are not involved in the material nature like the ordinary human beings? He says, no. Swasthaya, I am my own position. I am swasthaya. Swa means my personal sthaya means situated. I am situated in my own, in my own abode, in Golok, and playing on my flute with the coward boys, herding the cows. I have nothing to do with all these things. I am swasthaya. Shashwat, I am independent. Shashwat means I am independent. Swarat, I am not dependent on anything. I am Shashwat. Upabhranta purana bodha, and I have a complete knowledge. I have kampurana, complete knowledge. Bodha means knowledge. So, then, this is the Aditi Mataji is saying, that you are everything like that. Then ultimately what she is saying is her request, which is in a very covered words. Vyapadita. Vyapadita means sufferings which can be vanquished by you. Where are coming sufferings? Are coming from where? Atma tamase. Atma means your, tamase means ignorance. Tamase means darkness. Darkness means ignorance. So from where all the problems or difficulties or the unhappiness is coming from? Tamasya, avidya, ignorance, then desires, then sin, and then the suffering. So you can remove all the sufferings, like in the first verses, tapatriya unmulaya. In the second verse, tapatriya unmulaya. So whatever the three miseries of the material world, you can vanquish immediately. And so you can vanquish our sufferings, which I am suffering now, because I am bereft of my sons in the demigods. You will definitely relieve me from that. Then Hariye Namaste. Oh, Hari, I am offering my obeisance to you. So this is the meaning of this verse. Is it okay? Word to word meaning is clear. Now I should read the Srila Prabhupada's translation. Is it all right? My Lord, Aditi Mata is saying, you are all pervading universal form, which means Vishwaya. The fully independent, which is Sashwat. Creator, Bhavan. Maintainer, Stiti. Destroyer of the universal, Sanyamaya. Although you engage your energy in matter, Swiram, Grita, Purashakti, Gunaya. You are always situated in your original form, Swasthaya, and never fall from that position. Shashwad, you are independent, so you will never fall from their position. For your knowledge is infallible, Puran Bodhaya, and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. Oh my Lord, let me offer respectful obeisances at your feet. Now Srila Prabhupada immediately in purport has quoted a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, second chapter, which is entitled Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this verse is, the full verse is, you say, 117 verse. See chapter 2.
Siddhanta Baliya. Chitte nakar alasa, iha haite, Krishna lage, sudirdha manasa.
So Srila Prabhupada has quoted here the half, say full verse. Siddhanta baliya chitte nakar alasa, iha haite, Krishna lage, sudirdha manasa. So this verse, let me read the translation of this verse. A sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions. It means there are conclusions already given in the whole chapter. So sincere student should not neglect the discussion of such conclusions, considering them controversial. It means Lord is universal form, Lord is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Lord is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Lord is Hiranyagarbha. So these are, they appear to be different, but ultimately there is a conclusion. So they may appear controversial, but they should not conclude, they considering conclusions. For such discussion strengthen the mind. Thus one's mind become attached to Krishna. So what is actually the Siddhanta which is discussed in this chapter? The Siddhanta discussed in this second chapter is Ete Charansha Kalaha Punsha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This was the Siddhanta discussed. This is Siddhanta Ete Charansha Kalaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. These words is a Paribhasha Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paribhasha Sutra means whole book is centered around this verse. Everything has to be concluded in this verse. Now, this verse is called Sambandh Tattva. Sambandh Tattva means Sambandh Tattva means the how to develop relationship with Supreme Lord, the knowledge by which we develop our relationship with Krishna. And what this is saying? Sudrida Krishna, Manasa Sudrida. Our mind will be fixed on Krishna. When we get the Sambandha Tattva. This is Sambandha Tattva. And our Sambandha Acharya is Sanatana Goswami, who have actually given all the Siddhanta. So we call him Siddhanta Acharya. So he is a Sambandha Acharya and Siddhanta Acharya. The next verse which is in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is Paribhasa Sutra of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is Uttama Bhakti. What is the verse? Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishnano Chilanam Bhaktir Uttama. This is Abhidheya Tattva. How to perform Bhakti. So Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Ete Chan Shakala is a Sambandha Tattva. This is Abhidheya Tattva. How to perform Bhakti to the Supreme Lord. It is a perfect Tattva, and the Acharya for Abhidheya is Srila Rupa Goswami, who has given us Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu or Bhakti Tattva. So this is Siddhanta. In this verse, Lord is called Vishwarupa. He is called Bhumne. Then he is called, you take away everybody's creation, you do creation. So creation is done by the Purusha Avatar. Who is doing creation? Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, Karun Dakshaya Vishnu, Akarun Dakshaya Vishnu, Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. But who are the, from where the Purusha is coming? They are coming from Sankarsana. From where Sankarsana is coming? From Balaram. From where Balaram is coming? From Krishna. So ultimately Krishna is the source of all. So that is the conclusion. That's what Prabhupada is focusing. This verse, and this verse has a lengthy purport by Srila Prabhupada, actually almost 1.5 page purport on this verse. So Siddhant, we must know Siddhant. That's what Srila Prabhupada is focusing. Because by knowing Siddhant, we will know Krishna is source of all incarnation. Krishna is source. Ete means, till now I have described 22 incarnations. Because in first canto there are 22 incarnations. And in second canto there are two more than we add to, and we call 24. So ete means all these incarnation. Ete cha anshakala. Either they are plenary portion or portion or plenary portion. Either ansa or kala. But Krishna is also one of the incarnations, that you know. But you don't know one thing, that's what actually it means. Krishna is one of the incarnations, I told you already, that you know, but you don't know one thing. See, the rule is like that. You say, so and so person is a sannyasi. I know sannyasi, he has a sannyasi. But this sannyasi is very learned. I don't know he's learned. But I know he's a sannyasi, I know he's a Brahman. But is this Brahman learned? I don't know. So Krishna is incarnation, I know. But he is Swayam Bhagavan, I don't know. So this is a new concept in Bhagavatam, which is the central point for the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that Krishna is the source of all incarnation. Krishna's tu means but. This subject is different. But means this is okay. Like we say every day, Sakshat Hari Tvena Samasta Shastra. Then it says Kintu. Kintu means but. Every scripture says Guru is as good as God. But means he is not God. He is not God. He is very dear to God. So this, it means when there comes word Kintu, the second statement is more powerful than the first. So second statement is Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. And what is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given four specific features of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Nitya Kishore, He's always youthful, between, say, 12 and 15 years like that. Nitya Kishore Natwar. Natwar means he's always dancing. He never has 2 feet at a time on the ground. Actually, Shankar is called Nataraj. The Lord Shankar is called Nataraj. Raj means king, king of the dancer. But the king of dancer is accepting Krishna in a ras dance as a gopi, Gopeshwar. So Natvar, var means actually husband. In Sanskrit, var means husband and vadu means wife, something like girl and boy. So Krishna is Natvar. So Natvar, then Gopveshdhar. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is Gopal. With a peacock feather, with a cow herding a stick. So he is Gop Ves. Ves means dress. Gop means cowherd. Dhar means one who is wearing. And fourth, Venu Kar. Kar means hand. Venu means flute. So these are the four. This is the form of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And in the Siddhanta, in this chapter, it is quoted by Rupa Goswami that even Narayana don't have 4 things which Krishna have. Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, Venu Madhuri, and Prema Madhuri. Rupa Madhuri means is extremely beautiful. Venu Madhuri means he has beautiful flute playing. Leela Madhuri, he has wonderful pastimes. And Prem Madhuri, his loving reciprocations are unparalleled. So they are not even in Narayana. And then verses are quoted. Brahma is saying, you are my father. After he stole the cowherd boys and calf, and he came to pray. He said, Krishna said, how can I'm your father? Your father is Vishnu. Narayana, your father. I am not your father. Then Brahma is saying, you are source of Narayana. Therefore, you are my father. Because his prayers are like that. You know, mother is not offended when the child in the womb kicks. So, somehow I have done some offense. So, please, you forgive me. I am your son. He said, you are not my son. You are son of Narayana. These are exactly the Siddhanta discussed in this chapter of Bhavachetana Charitamrita. So, Siddhanta means everything is Krishna. Either Krishna or his energy. This is the vision of a Mahabhagavata. Anything which is separate from Krishna is Maya. Everything is Krishna. That's Prabhupada summarizes. Everything is Krishna. Either Krishna or his incarnation or his energies. Nothing is outside Krishna. Anything you think outside Krishna, that is Maya. Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport, we continue. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious, anyone trying to be fully Krishna conscious, it means Prabhupada is giving us encouragement that we should be fully Krishna conscious, not partially Krishna conscious. Fully Krishna conscious means we must know Siddhanta. We must know Siddhanta. Must know the Lord's glories. Must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. It means they are unlimited. But as far as, it means we should try our level best to know as much as possible. All these Siddhanta. What it means is, somebody says, well, the whole discussion is Krishna incarnation of Narayana or Narayana incarnation of Krishna? This is the whole discussion in this chapter. So we must at least, to be fully Krishna conscious, know that Krishna is source of Narayana. Otherwise, this verse must have said, ete chansh klaha puncha Narayan to Bhagavan Swayam. It must have written Narayan. It is not written Narayan. Why is it written Krishna? It means Krishna is source of Narayan, not the Krishna. Then we must, from Bhagavad Gita, we must conclude that in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, who showed universal form? Krishna. So he is the source of universal form. Then Arjuna says, I want to see your four-headed form, Narayan, Vishnu form. Who showed that form? Krishna. So Krishna is source of Vishnu, not the Vishnu is source of Krishna. So from Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, we can establish this fact that Krishna is source of Narayan and not vice versa. And then the discussion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Venkat Bhatt in Sri Rangam about the Narayan and Vishnu, say Narayan and Krishna, the conclusion is ultimately Krishna is source of Narayan. That is the Siddhanta. That is the Gaudiya specific Siddhanta. We must know as with all angles as far as possible. We must know. Here Aditi hints at these glories. Glories means he is a creator, he is a maintainer. These are the glories of the... He is independent. He uses the material energy, but he is in his own glories. So this is more or less exactly like the first verse of Mangalacharan. So, and in first verse of Mangalacharan, there is no word Krishna. Which is representing Krishna in the first verse of Mangalacharan? Satyam Param. Satyam Param. Who is Satyam Param? Param Satya means supreme truth, absolute truth. What is that? That is in the middle Mangalacharan of Bhagavatam. Mangalacharan is in three places in Bhagavatam. First verse, the first three verses. Then in the second chapter of the 10th canto, when demigods praying to the Krishna in the womb of Mother Devaki, then they are saying, Satyam Param, you are Param Satya. So there is Mangalacharan by Lord Shiva and Brahma. And third Mangalacharan is in the last chapter of the 12th canto, 13th chapter. Then again it says Satyam Param Dhimai. So who the demigods are praying to as a Satyam? Krishna. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says Satyam Param is Krishna. Why did not say Krishna in the first verse of Mangalacharan? Because audience were from a different faiths, different philosophies. So he just gave a absolute truth. But then gradually he focused who is the absolute truth. So this is the Siddhanta Prabhupada is actually encouraging us to learn that Krishna is the source of all incarnations and all glories ultimately are glorifying Krishna. The universe is nothing but the external potency of Lord. What is universe? It is the external energy of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. So it is avyakta murtina means I'm not in my form but in my as my energy. Like government is the energy but the president is a person. So material world is the energy of the Lord. So it is like a government. But the president of all is Adhyaksh means president. So Krishna says, Maya Adhyaksh. I am Adhyaksh. Adhyaksh means Adhi means under. Iksh means I. So under my eye. Adhyaksh. President means everything should be under his eye. He must know what is going on. Anywhere, everywhere. So that is the meaning of this verse. Whatever we see in the universe but is an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality Godhead. Whatever we see in this universe, what we see in this universe are two things. Living entities and matter. Matter, these are eight things. Ashtadha bhinna prakriti hi. Aapo anlo vayu kham manav buddhi. This is material energy inferior. And jiva bhuta, this is my superior energy. In this world, these are only two things. Whatever we see is nothing but the energy of the Supreme Lord. Either external energy or marginal energy. That is all in the world. Whatever you see is this. So everything. And then Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is giving example. Like Just like as sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansion of sun. We see heat, we see sunlight, we're coming from where? Sun. Like the sunshine is coming from sun. So the energy of the Supreme is coming from the Supreme. Swaya Shakti, it is your Shakti. It's your. What is the word? Swayam is also there. Devi Esh Gunamai. Devi means divine, and who is divine? Supreme Lord is divine. So it is my energy. When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy. This is the paraphrase of this verse. Devi Esh Gunamai Mamamaya Dortaya. Yemam prapadyante mayam etan taranti te. This is Srila Prabhupada has given the paraphrasing this verse. Now you see this word, the paraphrase. When one surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surrender, ye prapadyante. Prapadyante means holding on the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Prapande, there are two words actually. One is parpana and one is surrender. Parpadyante means holding the feet. Surrender means putting under the feet. So actually surrender is higher. Saranagati is higher. Parpana is a little first stage. Parpana and then Saranagati. Parpana example is monkey, baby monkey holding on the mother monkey is parpana. And Saranagati or surrender is baby cat taken by the mother cat. Completely dependent on the mother. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava, we need both. We need both. Our sadhana and Supreme Lord's mercy, both we need. These two siddhants are Ramanuj Sampradaya siddhants. So, prapadyate means one who hold unto the lotus feet of Lord. Still he has to surrender further to develop the love of God, but just to surrender, the beginning of the surrender. And then, for Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, being fully wise, if he is intelligent, Supreme Lord is situated in everybody's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hirdeshu arjun tishtati. This verse, when Krishna spoke this verse in 18th chapter, he told Arjuna, you fight. If you don't fight, you say, I don't fight. Your nature will force you to fight. You are Kshatri. When you go behind, this Duryodhana will say, here is a coward man. Then your Kshatri mood will come and you shoot the arrow. At that time, I will not be responsible. You say, how you know I will fight? Then he said, I am situated in everybody's heart. Then he said, I am situated in everybody's heart. This heart, this body is a machine. Yantra rudhani mayaya. His machine is moving. And then he said, tameva charanam gach. Again Krishna says, you know, oh, you take shelter of this super soul. Arjuna says, no, I don't take shelter of this super soul. I don't know super soul is speaking or my mind is speaking. Then Krishna says, Mam Ekam Sharanam. So Sharanagati in Bhagavad Gita is actually advancing in a stage by a stage. Buddhau Sharanam Gacha. First he says, Buddhau Sharanam Gacha. Then he says, Tamev Sharanam Gacha. And then he says, Mam Ev Sharanam Gacha. Buddhau, Tamev, Mam Ev. So take shelter of intelligence. Take shelter of super soul. Then take shelter of me. So ultimately Arjuna has taken shelter of Krishna. That is ultimate shelter. So if somebody is wise and he has taken shelter of Supreme Lord, then what is the advantage? And by these words, Srila Prabhupada closed the purport. So these words are very, very wise words and advice of Srila Prabhupada for the devotees. Especially Supreme Lord is in everybody's heart, but especially in the heart of a devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. So Krishna gives intelligence from inside, never to fall in illusion. Then immediately in Bhagavad Gita we should remember these two verses. Which two verses? Tesham satya yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam. So you give intelligence from inside. Even if there is something left inside, still some tamas is there, ignorance is there, then the last verse, tesham evanukampartham ahamagyanjatama nasyamyatm bhavisto jnana deepena bhasvata. So though Supreme Lord is in everybody's heart as a Paramatma, where he is a witness, Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharata, Bhokta, Maheshwara, but for the devotees, he is not witness, but he becomes a close friend. Prabhupada writes this in the 18th chapter, 58th verse purport. One who is engaged 24 hours in service of Krishna, Krishna becomes his intimate friend. And he look after the comfort of his friend. Prabhupada doesn't write the needs of his friend, comforts of his friend. You read this purport, it's a personal realization of Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna becomes personal friend. And he look after the comfort of his devotee. And he give himself to his devotee. Krishna give himself to his devotee. Like he has given himself to Arjuna as a chariot driver. So he gives himself to his devotee. But he should be fully engaged in service of Krishna. So from inside Krishna will guide. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Question or comment? Some wise words? Last thing he said, everything moving and now moving is Krishna. Nothing. Nothing but Krishna.
This consciousness is called Krishna. Then he said, Hare, before you could complete Krishna, you complete, he said, Hare Krishna. He was born. Very wonderful departure. Yam Yam Bhakti Smarana
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhu Prabhu. So this is what Prabhupada, this is Mahabhagavat's vision. Everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna is Mahabhagavat. Like we see the deities. But Mahabhagavat, when he sees Lord Krishna directly. This is the difference between the vision of a neophyte devotee and Mahabhagavat. When he sees Krishna, Prabhupada says, well, this Krishna Balram or the Radha Ras Bihari, they are talking. If you know his language, they are talking with you. So he was talking with him. This is the difference between the beginner and the perfected Mahabhagavat. Yes, Gopal Prabhu.
Thank you, very nice class. Mine is a statement concluding in a question. Today's verse, the conclusion was about Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And every day, in everything we read and we know, that conclusion is again reiterated. And there's nothing to refute this as being the absolute truth. We hear it again and again and again and again, but we continue to not accept.
Because realization takes time, actually. Knowing is something, feeling is something else, And then realizing is more internal. So basically, this is what Prabhupada asked once to the senior disciples, do you believe Krishna is God? And everybody was stunned. I'm saying, we know this, but we believe, or we feel, or we are convinced about this. This takes really a lifetime. Many lifetimes actually. According to Rupa Goswami, because we have some impression from last time of bhakti, sukarti, therefore we are devotees. So it takes many lifetimes really to be convinced that Krishna is Supreme Lord, and to feel that, to believe that, and to achieve that, it takes a great endeavor actually. To know is different, but to believe and to achieve, that is a little more lengthy path. This is also by the mercy of a devotee. Some devotee, by his mercy, say basically this is at the stage of bhava. And that can only arise when haladine and samvit shakti manifest in the heart of a devotee by the mercy of a devotee or Krishna himself. Then only that bhav manifest. Bhav only manifest when these two energies of the Supreme Lord, these haladini and samvit shakti, they enter into the heart of a devotee. Then bhav is awakened. Though it is a seed is there, but this is a watering process. So this is light and water which is coming as a two energies to fructify the seed of bhav and then prem. Oh, he will never leave. Once you enter into it, he's like a hook. He will hold on you and then he pull you stage by. You may try not to, but he will pull. He will never leave you. Maybe one life, two life, no problem, but he's never leave. He will never leave. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Vidai Gaur Premanande.